Formed in 1993, Honor the Earth is a national foundation and advocacy organization that supports frontline Native environmental work. Our mission is to increase funding and public support for Native communities protecting the Earth we all share. The Honor the Earth Board of Advisors is comprised of representatives of two national Native organizations, the Indigenous Women's Network and the Indigenous Environmental Network. Honor the Earth's program director is Winona LaDuke.
We met Winona LaDuke at an Earth Day concert in 1992. And prior to that, the Indigo Girls were involved in more of a white mainstream environmental activism. Winona's speech about the importance of the Indigenous perspective in environmental work was a galvanizing moment for us. After speaking together, we decided we could pool our resources and create an effective network of support for Native environmental work that would ultimately help us all, Native and non-Native alike. On many levels, the Native lens is the most important lens to see through when doing environmental activist work. Because traditional Native communities are land-based, they are more dramatically affected by environmental racism. Native peoples are more often on the receiving end of bad industrial practices and bad energy policies, such as mega dams, indiscriminate logging, irresponsible mining of uranium and fossil fuels. Native communities not only sit on the majority of natural resources, they, along with other communities of color, are also targeted most often to receive our toxins, including our nuclear waste. Many Native peoples depend on the local river systems to provide food and to uphold sacred traditions. When these rivers are dammed or irrigated or polluted, the Native community is impacted first. Because of their unique position as sovereign nations, Native people's relationship to the laws and the regulations that govern states and counties is more often exploited for bad rather than for good. The battles that Native peoples fight and win against corporate and government irresponsibility affect everyone. If we can coax a corporation to be more accountable to the surrounding communities, this will serve all of our communities. If we can shift our energy policy to one that places an emphasis on renewable rather than non-renewable energy resources, then we can end the destructive legacy of years of bad energy practices. If we can force our government to make good on their promises to protect the environment and to honor Indian treaties, then we will be creating a more fair and equal society for us all.
Honor the Earth is a continually active grassroots organization, and we thought that y'all might be interested in some of the things that Honor the Earth has been able to accomplish in conjunction with other groups and communities. Honor the Earth has donated over $800,000 to grassroots Native groups. Honor the Earth helped organize 81 tribes to stop the slaughter of the buffalo at Yellowstone. This is an ongoing issue. In the year 2000, we worked in Montana to get out the Indian vote. Subsequently, six Indians were elected to the Montana legislature. Honor the Earth helped organize a public protest against La Crosse incinerator in French Island, Wisconsin. We helped with a cleanup in Point Hope, Alaska, where our government introduced nuclear toxins into the food chain as an experiment. Honor the Earth was successful in achieving a moratorium on mining in the Sweetgrass Hills. And we funded a successful solar project on the Hopi Reservation. Since the beginnings, Honor the Earth has distributed over 100,000 educational pieces of material and gathered a database of 20,000 activists. Meanwhile, people who learn of the work of Honor the Earth continually contact Winona LaDuke, Indigo Girls, and the Honor the Earth office in Minneapolis. Tonight, we invite you to join us.
This is the fifth Honor the Earth tour, but it's the first tour we are engaging in that will directly ask for the participation of college students. When I was in college, one thing that was sorely lacking from my education was an exposure to the Indigenous perspective. Now, I can no longer be an activist without contemplating the effects of manifest destiny on the development of this country. First, We pushed aside the indigenous peoples and dominated the resources, mining, logging, and drilling with abandon. These industries, driven by profit, had no regard for the health of the communities as they tore through the countryside. And now, we must also go to other countries to ensure a continuing supply of oil, cheap labor, and other commodities. Our frontier ways and our philosophy of dominance have put us in an exploitative relationship with the earth and its peoples. We are now in a battle for the survival of cultures and ecosystems. The struggle for a sustainable and tolerant world community has always been embraced by student activists. Most recently, the anti-globalization movements on college campuses have successfully drawn connections and built coalitions that did not previously exist.
Tonight, we are asking you to build on this tradition and to make further connections. The connection between the survival of native cultures and our environment. The connection between our overconsumption of non-renewable fossil fuels and the unsettling need for military and corporate dominance in other countries as well as in our own. And in response to this, the much needed connection between the development of renewable energy and a more peaceful and diverse world.